This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. Dial in toll free and bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. We give you the features on the site for free, unlike those other talk show hosts that are interested in charging you money for their sites. You can pay $5, $6, $7, or $8 a month for those other hosts, or you can just go to freetalklive.com where you get all the archives, the live streams, the webcam, the site content, everything that's there, it's all there for you free at freetalklive.com. Now, I was at the county fair all day and came back to discover... Hang on, Mark, your mic was muted because you were having some technical difficulties there.
Hanging out with a bearded woman?
No, you know, they don't have the sideshow at this particular event, but I came back to discover that there's an incredible...
I think she was just running the Ferris wheel.
There's an incredible amount of publicity exploding right now as we speak surrounding the Adamo Freeman story. Now, for our listeners that don't know, our co-host... We do this show, by the way, 7 nights a week. So some radio stations only get us on Saturday nights. You may not be too familiar with our weeknight show if you were just a radio Saturday night listener. But we'd have co-hosts in during the week, and one of them is Adamo Freeman from copblock.org. Now, Adamo is currently sitting in a jail cell, and he is awaiting a trial, which is a trial that he's facing 3 felony wiretapping charges in regards to a situation that originated... I think it was last year at some point. This has been going on for quite a long time, where a police officer. Yeah, I know it was last year because I was in jail when I saw the video footage of this officer basically grabbing a teenager from in a high school cafeteria and swinging him around and then slamming him headfirst into a cafeteria table. And this is
for your civil disobedience thing that you were in jail for.
I mean, I was in jail for civil disobedience. But I remember that was when it happened. So it was sometime in the fall last year. So it's been almost a year since the original incident transpired. And what had happened at this Manchester High School was the young person who had the video camera, had his phone out, was recording this happening to his friend, had encountered the folks from Cop Block. I don't know if it was on the streets or where it happened, but he had come across Cop Block, and he sort of had it on his mind that, wow, something's happening, I should record this. So it was his interaction with Cop Block in the first place that led him to record this cop attacking this young man in the high school cafeteria. That story went out. It kind of went somewhat viral in that it actually made it to some mainstream news sources.
Sometimes police officers have to use violence in the course of their duties. So I don't know what went on there. However, what I have a problem with is the chilling effect that law enforcement and the government run schools and these kind of organizations want to put upon people putting video out there of what's going on. I mean, if the police officer is using justifiable force, and I have no reason to believe he's not, or that he is, this is just evidence. What's wrong with evidence?
Indeed. So the word went out about this particular story, and it was copblock.org that helped promote it. So they'd originally helped it happen in the first place by encouraging young people to record the police. And then when they got their hands on this video, because the young people who had recorded the police, the young man had sent that to Copblock, so they had helped promote the video as well. And Adamo Freeman is one of the founders of copblock.org. He took a personal interest in this story, considering he lives here in New Hampshire. This is something that happened fairly close by to his home.
Copblock is just a reporting agency trying to hold government policing or agencies accountable for their actions.
That's right. And so Adamo decided, in the vein of trying to hold government agents accountable for their actions, that he was going to contact the bureaucrats at the school and the police department and ask them for their opinion regarding this situation, ask them for comment regarding the situation, as any journalist would do. And so he did that, and he was intending to put a news story together about it. He contacted these bureaucrats. He recorded the phone calls, and he told the bureaucrats, as I understand it, when he was on the phone with them, that he was contacting them to get their comment on the story. So they should have known they were on the record, considering he told them he was a journalist looking for their comment on this issue. And...
I can't imagine that a reporter would be expected to not necessarily, do you want reporters quoting people from memory?
Right. So I suppose, I don't know what they were thinking, but they...
So, I mean, basically what he's accused of is not picking up the phone and saying, this call is being recorded.
That's right.
And he's facing 7 years in prison, three counts each,
so 21
years in prison for not calling up and saying, this call is being recorded. But he did say that, you know, I'm looking for your comment on this story, and he's a part of the press. As far as I'm concerned, yeah. Anybody with a camera or a recording device at all is part of the press because they could start a blog with the information that they get.
Absolutely. And in his case, he already had that blog.
Right.
So he put out a video with his interactions with these bureaucrats and kind of a summary video and kind of keeping folks up to date on what was going on with the situation with the young man being slammed into the table. And, of course, the bureaucrats don't like being held accountable, as we've seen here over and over again, where they have banned people like myself from the courthouse property simply for asking bureaucrats questions on video camera and singing carols in the parking lot during the Christmas season. Trying to hold these bureaucrats accountable makes them very upset. And so they decided to come after him with these three felony charges. He is currently in jail on an unrelated charge with a chalking incident in Manchester where he was chalking the Manchester Police Department.
A protest chalking regarding a couple of violence issues.
Right, the Manchester police are kind of known for being thugs. And so he was for some of the Manchester police.
There was an incident, and
more than one.
There were two incidents, as I recall. Somebody ended up dead in one of them, and they were protesting the use of force in that circumstance.
Another man was beaten, I think, within inches of his life. And so he's in jail for 2 months for that. So he served close to about a month of his sentence at this point. And during his jail sentence is this trial that's coming up imminently for the wiretapping charges. Jury selection is coming up.
He's not even in jail
Monday.
Because he lost this. He's in jail because they sent the summons for court to an address that doesn't even exist that he never gave them.
That's right. He was going to try to take it to a jury trial. He had lost the bench trial and was appealing to a jury trial. They sent the jury trial notice to that fake address that he never told them to send.
So, I mean, in America, if you believe you can get a fair trial, apparently not if the bureaucrats decide to send your envelope to the wrong address.
Yeah, even though he had all the evidence to prove they sent the envelope to the wrong address, the two judges ignored his motions and his sentence from district court was
Well, there's
imposed.
Actually precedent. There's precedent in the United States court system that they don't have to inform you of your court date. Mm. I mean, this is what the prosecutor brought up. I mean, really? You can get a fair trial when they don't tell you the trial's going on?
I
mean, this isn't what I was taught in civics class.
Yeah, so they're trying to say it's your responsibility to contact them and figure out what all the
they
are.
Said that they would call him, and then they sent him a letter in a strange way. Normally these things have the address printed on the top of the sheet of paper. It's folded, and it comes through a window. Actually, they had that sheet of paper, and they had the address on the properly on the piece of paper, but then they stuck it in an envelope without a window and put a label on it.
That's right.
They've never sent things out this way before. So if somebody had a conspiratorial bend to them, they would say that somebody at the court, clerk of the court's office, had it in for a demo. What a surprise! A guy who holds government bureaucrats, whether it's in the Justice Department and the Department of Safety, which is the police, accountable. I mean, really, could they possibly have a vendetta against this guy?
Yep, and it's the old boys network. I mean, these people all know each other and they're all protecting one another. But anyway, what I found out was that apparently a press release had gone out and CNN. Picked up the story about what's going on with our friend Ademo. And it's a CNN iReport story, and it's now the number two most popular CNN iReport story of all time. And this has literally happened within the last hour or so. It hit FARC is what happened. The story actually, the story got posted to CNN iReport. Then somebody took that story from CNN iReport, posted it to FARC, and FARC.com is one of the top 3,000 most popular websites on the entire internet.
Big.
It's a huge news site. And so the FARC posting propelled the story up the CNN iReport rankings. It's right now at number two. Before we started doing the show, it was at like number nine less than a half an hour ago. So it's shooting up the charts. We've got a link to it over on our Facebook and our Twitter at facebook.freetalklive.com and twitter.freetalklive.com. Retweet that, please, and re-Facebook it. Share it with your friends. Get the word out about what's happening to our friend Ademo. Of course, your thoughts are welcome at 855-453. Should you be able to record government bureaucrats without telling them you're recording them? It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 3rd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,596.90. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,637. $818.50 for a half-ounce, or $409.25 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.37, $818.50, and $409.25.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Phones here, 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website as well at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site totally free. Enjoy those, including listening options. Live streams are there. We've got radio listening choices, including over 100 radio stations on AM and FM across the country that air this show at various different times throughout the week. Our satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio and our free-to-air KU Band satellite channel.
You can also find us on our webcam and the listen lines, which allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. Head over to listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com to learn how to get tuned in. And if some of the stuff that you hear us talking about here is exciting to you, people standing up for their rights and in some cases being struck down for that, and hearing about the folks that are backing those people up, like Pete Eyre from copblock.org and all the other wonderful folks at CopBlock and the people that have moved up here for the Free State Project, you really owe it to yourself, if you love the ideas of liberty, to learn about the Free State Project. Because, yes, bad things are happening in New Hampshire, but bad things are happening everywhere in this country and around the world. It's just that we're able to show it to you. We're able to show you the corruption. We're able to show you the outrageous behavior of these bureaucrats. Our friend Ademo is looking at 21 years in prison for recording government bureaucrats when he was on the phone with them. They're calling it wiretapping. He's a journalist. He was doing a report for copblock.org. He's facing decades.
Yeah, I really wonder, you know, in most states in the union, it's okay for one person to know about the recording going on of their conversation.
Mm-hmm.
In some states, it needs to be two. And New Hampshire is one of those states. I don't think that this was written in order to save government bureaucrats from being put on the record by reporters. I mean, I just can't imagine the wiretapping law in New Hampshire was.
When the last time anyone was charged with wiretapping for recording somebody else who's not a government bureaucrat.
Yeah, please, somebody let me know. I mean, that would be very interesting here in New Hampshire, because it seems it's always used for videotaping or recording police officers.
Last time, the Gannon case in Nashua, where a man was recording the cops' misbehavior when they were threatening him and his son, and they arrested him for felony charges, ended up dropping those charges.
Right. That's just a security camera at his house.
But my point was that, yeah, there's bad things happening everywhere, but we're able to show it to you in detail. We are recording every single moment of it up here and posting it for you at sites like freekeen.com and copblock.org. And if that's exciting to you and you want to get involved, you don't have to be on the front lines. You can be somebody who's writing those stories. You can be somebody who is promoting those stories, helping spread those stories online, like the people that have, for instance, maybe retweeted the Ademo story on CNN's iReport right now, which is, the last time I looked, the number two story of all time on iReport. It may end up being number one by the time the show's over tonight. And if you want to help out, you don't have to be on the front lines. There are lots of different things that can be done. You can run for political office and try to change inside the system. You can do street theater. You can create media. There's a lot that can be done. And the more that we get, the more people that we can get here, the better our chances of actually achieving some semblance of liberty in our lifetime. So if you love freedom and you're willing to do something about it, please go to freestateproject.org to learn more about what's going on here. That's freestateproject.org. We really can use your help. We're just getting started. There are only 1,000, or there are over 1,000 people here now as part of the Free State Project. Over 12,000 people have pledged to make the move. So please join up at freestateproject.org. But make sure you love the ideas of liberty first and understand what all that is about. So we're talking about our friend Ademo Freeman, who is currently in jail. He's waiting trial. The jury selection date is Monday, so the trial is imminent. The trial itself is scheduled for a week following Monday, so the 13th. As I understand it, a number of activists from across New Hampshire and maybe even New England, in fact, I know some folks are coming up from North Carolina, lots of people are going to be here to show him support. And that's, of course, very exciting, and I'm glad to see it happen. I'm frightened because I know this system is tyrannical, and I know that they want to send a message to activists to try to scare us,
to stop us. I mean, you know, why in the world would the entrenched government bureaucrats want to be held accountable? You know, I mean, I can't, who wants accountability? Who wants accountability of themselves? I mean, you know, ask the kindergartners if they want the teacher, you know, holding them accountable. They don't. Nobody wants to be held accountable. They want other people held accountable. But this is what happens when you give somebody the reins of power. Police have a monopoly on arrest. So, of course, they're going to arrest to their benefit.
Who is it that actually thinks this is a good thing? Who in the listening audience?
I've got some quotes here from policemag.com that think it's a great thing.
Oh, no.
You ready?
You really want to? Oh, geez. These people make me sick.
They do. Here's Charlie Chuck McKenzie. I guess it's
this
Charlie.
Is the, what happened was PoliceMag.com re-kind of posted this story about a demo, and PoliceMag is obviously a police-oriented website. So the people that hang out there are probably cops or family members of cops or wannabe cops.
So this is this guy is a former police officer. That cruel, violent cop. Everybody knows the student would have readily complied had he been asked politely. Now, this has nothing to do with videotaping. This is about a video. This is about videotaping somebody. There's no question that a 17-year-old male would never do anything to cause a problem for the school or law enforcement. I'm a retired Leo and teacher, and I'm well aware of the attitudes of these little scum suckers.
Mm.
Okay, so this is a teacher from your school and a police officer calling your child a scum sucker.
Right.
He basically draws the conclusion that 17-year-old males are scum suckers.
Get your kids out of the government school.
I'm just reading what it says. Hope all goes well for the officer and Mr. Dirtbag and his blog go down in flames.
That's not going to happen.
Down in flames is, isn't as descriptive, but another guy here says that he hopes that the creep gets life in prison at a Supermax facility.
I saw another
for writing a blog.
I saw another one where there was the suggestion was that he should be raped in prison.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this is fascism. This is it looks like.
Right, and these are the same people who were told, oh, thank goodness they're there to protect us and keep us safe. We need the government police. It's so important. But look at how they talk about anybody who wants to hold them accountable. The people who want to hold them accountable, like a demo from CopBlock.org, they're the enemy, according to these cops.
Right. You know, I mean, I don't know. There are people out there that hate my radio show. I know that. I don't want to see them put in life in prison, Supermax. I'm sorry. That sounds like a statement by a psychotic.
Well, yeah, a lot of these
psychotic
cops
with a badge and a gun.
A lot of these cops are psychos. I mean,
and every one of these posts is essentially the same thing. I mean, I can read them
disgusting.
Over and over again.
It makes me sick to read that stuff.
Here's Bob from Arizona. I'm not making this up. There's 6 of 6 posts. I've read 2 of them. Here's here's another one. Warms the cockles of my heart. Hope the arrest goes well, too. Now, that's a pretty mild one. Bob from Arizona says, there is karma in the world. If I had mouthed off to a cop at that age, I'd have been wondering what hit me. He's advocating violence, striking somebody. This punk deserved what he got, and that goes for Miller, too. That's a demo.
So he said the kid deserved to have his head slammed into a table for mouthing off to a cop.
I don't know if that's what the kid deserved or not, but that's why we should have video. That's why people should be able to videotape what their government is doing.
But the kid didn't hit the cop. He didn't attack the cop. No, he did not deserve to have his head slammed into a table.
I haven't seen the video.
Go watch it. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today. And save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have for you there. They are a lot, and they are free as well. So you can go and grab archives. They are there for you. Click and download as many as you'd like. They go all the way back to late 2006 over at freetalklive.com. And when you go to freetalklive.com, you look over on the left-hand side of the page. You'll see the Listen and Share section. You can then click on the SoundCloud link under that section, and that'll take you to a whole bunch of archives. Each of them has the Share button on them. You find the show that you want to share with your friends, click the Share button, share it on your Facebook, share it on your Twitter, wherever you want to share it. There's a bunch of different social networking options there, and that helps us, and it helps us get on, you know, into more people's ears, which is a good thing. And we appreciate anybody who shares our shows in whatever way they think is best. Once again, freetalklive.com. Download as many shows as you like.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com has got what you need. They've got the name brands, and they've got them at some of the best prices you're going to be able to find on the internet. You know, I know a lot of people claim that you need, if you're going to, if the outdoors enthusiast in your life is going to get something, go check ManVentureOutpost.com first, because I'll bet you the price is going to be cheaper. Whether it's knives, ammunition, everybody's looking for ammunition right now, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, ManVentureOutpost.com's got it. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. You know how important that is when you're shopping online. And you can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. You can get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. It's coupon code FTL, ManVentureOutpost.com.
We're talking about our friend Ademo Freeman, who is one of the founders of CopBlock.org. He is currently sitting in a jail cell awaiting trial on felony charges of so-called wiretapping. And some of these comments by police, what are ostensibly police officers on a police website that has been reporting on what's happening to Adamo, are absolutely disgusting and despicable. And these are the sick people that actually think it's okay to put somebody in a cage for doing a reporting job and recording government bureaucrats, recording phone calls with government bureaucrats in an attempt to hold them accountable. I mean, one of them says he hopes that it'll destroy Adamo and his blog. And by the way, I'd like to point out that even if Adamo is found guilty by this jury of his so-called peers and is sentenced to some sort of a time in jail or prison, that's not going to do anything to copblock.org. Copblock.org was created as a decentralized site, meaning that there are multiple people who have administrative access to the site, that if you take out Adamo, copblock.org is not going to disappear. It is still going to be there. Pete Ayer is one of the head guys over there, and there are plenty of other folks across the country that are involved in copblock.org. So if you want to take Adamo out of the picture, that's not going to do anything to copblock. It's just, if anything, going to bring them more press coverage and going to make copblock more relevant than it ever has been. Because these guys are doing amazing work. Let's go.
Well, this is what some of these activists really want, as the press coverage, and they're getting it. You know, this is the
number two story right now.
I report of all time.
Of all time, of CNN I report, which is one of their site where you get to report the news. You give them news, and this is the number two story of all time. You can go to FARC.com, F-A-R-K, FARC.com, and you'll see that this CNN I report story about our friend Adamo is pretty big right now. It's hit FARC about an hour ago or an hour and a half ago. It's only a little bit down the page now at FARC.com, and that's what's really causing this to go viral. So please do share that story on your Facebook and your Twitter as well, so we can help this thing happen. In the meantime, we go to your phone calls. Tom is listening in northern Minnesota to WNMT. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thanks, Tom. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Step back and generalize about, you know, the police for a moment and some of the concerns you guys raised that I agree with. You know, like most people, I know a few officers and they're great people. And obviously it's not the people themselves. It's kind of the system that they're involved in and the power and all that stuff. And I just wanted your thoughts on a couple of things.
Sure.
One, a couple of years ago, I think it was that President Obama said, we need a domestic police force as strong as our military.
Yeah, as big, as strong, as well funded. Yeah, what he was saying was he wanted a civilian corps of some sort, essentially.
National service.
A national service corps that was as big, as strong, and as well funded.
And I just haven't heard anything about that. To me, seems it goes into the category of bad structure. I don't want a national service police force of some sort. And since I haven't heard anything recently, I think, you know, it kind of reminds me of that little comment he made to that Russian diplomat, wait till my next election and then I can do some things. To me, it just seems like something that he's interested in doing next go-around here. That's really bad in my
opinion. You might be right, Tom. There were some rumblings recently, again, about bringing back the draft and talking about bringing it back in a way that would have this national service component to it. That way they could claim it's not the same old draft as it used to be. It's a new draft where you get to choose. You can choose to be in the military or you can choose national service. But either way, the idea is to force young people in this country into some sort of government work, make-work program of some sort for a certain period of time. The details have yet to be nailed down, but it wouldn't surprise me if the rumblings continue on this. They've been looking to restaff draft boards around the country, and there's a lot of indicators that suggest that the draft may be coming back.
Yeah, this is a true statement, but I'd like to point out that the worst legislation that's occurred in the last, you know, decade or so has all occurred in governments that were homogenous as far as political party went. When Bush had had 2000 to 2006 when it was all Republican in the House, the Senate, and the White House. When Obama had it from 2008 to 2010 where it was all Democrat in the House and the Senate. And, you know, I mean, they didn't have the 60%, but they did have a majority. And the White House, you know, these are when the worst pieces of legislation have been pushed through. And that's what bothers me the most. You know, when I hear bipartisan, that means we're really going to get
out.
Good.
Yeah.
And in this case, you know, I mean, what concerns me about the upcoming election is that you're going to see the – I think the Republicans are going to do very well. They're going to probably keep the House and probably, you know, do pretty well in the Senate. What concerns me is that we're going to have an all-Republican swing again, and then we're going to get a bunch of legislation jammed with the other side because McCain supported this, and there's no indication that Romney doesn't. So, you know,
right.
the same thing that Obama – the same place where Barack Obama made this quote, McCain was there clapping. Okay?
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
I mean, let's be 100% clear. This isn't a Democrat problem. This is a government problem.
Yeah.
Tom, any other thoughts?
If Obama was elected and that program went in, would they be called Obama Youth?
Thanks for the call, Tom. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Mike is on the line listening.
If Romney gets in, are they called elders?
In California to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Hey, Mike.
Hey guys, that last caller said something that I disagree with quite, and I hear it quite a bit. When people call and they say, "Oh well, most cops are good people; they're really good people." Well, the fact is, if there is such a thing as a good cop, and they witness some quote bad cop doing something and they don't tell, they're just as guilty. They're an accessory to that, to whatever crime that police officer committed against another person. Do you guys agree with that?
I do. Although I understand where he's coming from, I think that, you know, individually in their personal lives, many of these police officers may be very nice with their family. They may be very friendly with their neighbors. I think that there's, you know, all by all indicators, most of them probably believe they're very good people doing, you know, very difficult tasks.
There was a woman a couple of months ago that was a police officer that intervened when two police officers appeared to be trying to kick a man to sleep, you know, and she prevented them from doing it. They brought her up on, you know, some kind of personnel review or something like that, and they put her on leave. I mean, you know,
the female cop.
Yeah. I mean, the one that stopped this brutality, and there was no reason for it. And, you know, I mean, this is what happens when somebody tries to intervene.
And she crossed the thin blue line.
She did, and I can remember that. I remember you guys talking about that story. Now, the one thing that I see that happening as a trend is... Are you guys still there?
Yep, we are. Stand by, though. We'll come back, and you can tell us more about that in a moment. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up what's on your mind. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-5707. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-441-5707. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-441-5707. That's 1-800-441-5707.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're doing the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-453, 1-855-450-3733. And still would love to hear from somebody who thinks that it is wrong to record government bureaucrats without their permission. Like, our friend Adamo is currently facing 21 years in prison for recording them and actually telling them that he was doing a news report, so they should have known that they were on the record.
I think that's a stretch. But
he didn't tell them that he was recording them, but he shouldn't have to. I don't think you should ever have to tell a government bureaucrat you're recording them, because if they don't know they're being recorded, then they'll behave in the way they would normally behave.
Yeah, really. I would concur with you on that statement. What is wrong with finding out how government employees will behave when they don't believe they're necessarily being recorded? As far as I'm concerned, every citizen should be able to record their interaction with every government bureaucrat every single time.
Without asking permission. Every government
bureaucrat that doesn't act in a professional fashion should be kicked out of the door unceremoniously on their butt, and if they use violence in the course of their actions, they should be put in jail.
Right.
That's what should be done. But that's not what's done on a regular basis. I think the world would probably be a better place if we were all live streaming video and audio to the internet all the time. Also, I think that the badges of these police officers ought to have microphones and cameras in them, and they should be recording themselves and their interactions at all times. That should be put on the internet, immediately streamed to the internet. How much could this cost? This isn't much. Nothing compared to the pensions of these people.
Remember, he's accused two of the three charges that he's facing, these wiretapping charges, were not for recording police. He only recorded his conversation with one cop. The others were school bureaucrats. One, a secretary that answered the phone, and another was the school principal. So any government bureaucrat should be absolutely subject to being recorded any time. And who supports this rule? Who supports this law that makes it a felony or even a misdemeanor to record somebody who, without their consent, especially if they're government so-called public servants? 855-450-FREE. If you think that Ademo, our friend, should be in jail for this, if you think he should be facing criminal charges for recording government bureaucrats, that's really, I really want to talk to you. I'd really love to know why that is. 855-450-FREE. Meantime, we continue with you and your calls about what's on your mind. Mike has some comments here, and you were going to get into some thoughts here. Mike, go ahead with your what you have to say.
I'll try to be quick. I think that if we grew up in some place like, let's say, Mexico, we would know from the time that we were old enough to start talking that the police are corrupt and bad and they'll kill you quick. And I think that there's a shift happening. Like, I'm 40 years old, and I can remember in elementary school there used to be a program called Officer Friendly. Now, they don't do things like that anymore. And I think that, you know, there's a whole genre on YouTube basically of kids. Like, usually the title will be a, you know, 8-year-old school's cop on Constitution or something like this, and you can bring up all those. But kids nowadays in America are realizing that cops are no good. And I think that there are a lot of cops that try it for a while and they quit because it's not fulfilling. You know what I'm saying? And that just leaves a certain breed, a certain type in the rank.
I don't think we could make generalizations like that, Mike. I really don't. I mean, I don't know. We don't know every police officer out there, and some of them may be struggling very hard to do a really good job. And I want the ones that are doing their best under those circumstances to protect people, the ones that are willing to throw themselves in front of a bullet for my family. I'm looking for those. I understand that the whole government and that the police are the point of the spear of tyranny. I get it. But I understand the whole government is moving towards tyranny, but it doesn't lay firmly at the door of all police. It's society as a whole. I mean, Americans are out there, many of them are clamoring for more and more government.
I understand. I understand exactly what you're saying. And I saw it's also been my thought that there a law is void. It doesn't have any value or meaning if there is nobody there to enforce it.
Agreed.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, the cops, if they have such leniency and they can use such discretion. I mean, I've heard you guys talk about that before. If these police continue to enforce these laws that are unconstitutional and oppressive and violate people's civil rights, I mean, they'll just keep making them as long as they know that there's people out there that will enforce them.
Mike, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight.
Yeah,
appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to...
Sounds very frustrated, and I know the feeling.
Elizabeth, listening to WNIS in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Hey, Elizabeth, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Listen, you're going to have to bear with some of my ignorance on this, but recently we had in the Hampton Roads area, big article in the paper where... the review board, because I'm probably sounding ignorant on not knowing exactly what it's called, but you have like a panel that they have that reviews the different complaints for officer.
The name varies in different places. Go ahead.
Okay, and they this one, like for 7 years, none of these were being addressed, and they were piling up, and it was just recently addressed. Where people had complained forever on different, things that were going on, where they were sending in complaints on different police, problems, and none of it was ever being taken care of. And they found just an overload of all these files stuck everywhere. And,
a technical question on this, or organizational question, is this police review board staffed by police officers, or is it staffed by, citizens, or what's the deal?
I believe. And that's, once again, where my ignorance comes in, because I heard the tail end of it, but I was definitely just floored by it, because I believe it is some citizens on a panel.
Usually these boards don't have any teeth. They don't have any way to actually, make anything happen. They can report back to some of the, city council or
sometimes
something like
they
that.
Can put a note in their files.
But there's not really much that can be done. And, of course,
people on this panel, one gal on the panel said that they hadn't met in over 7 years to review anything.
Wow.
And they were just under the impression that everything was just
there's
going
no
well.
Complaints. Apparently, there haven't been any complaints for 7 years.
Everything's going well.
So the police department wasn't funneling any of the complaints to the board, or the board members were somehow the board members were shoving them under the rug. Does anyone know what happened?
No, they were sending them in, and they were just everybody. They didn't know. They dropped the ball, and they didn't have an answer for it. And this was in the Hampton Roads area, so I'm sure you can find the major details on it. But I just wanted to quickly call.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that tonight, Elizabeth. Okay. I appreciate your call.
It sounds like one of those issues of a sort of institutional forgetfulness. You know, maybe a new police chief comes in and says, well, you know what we're going to do with this file? We're going to, toss this in the garbage. And then, people just forget that they're supposed to be putting it to a certain, area. So.
You know, you hear about these police review boards getting started up every now and then when something outrageous happens and the police have no excuse for what they've done. I remember specifically the Atlanta police review board that came out after, I think it was, her name was Katherine Johnston or something like that, the 92-year-old woman who was shot to death by the police as they raided her home in a drug raid that, of course, she was not a drug dealer. I don't know if they were looking for her son or something like that. I forget what the details were. But anyway, they blew this old lady away. And
officer safety is paramount. And she did have a gun, there's no doubt. She was trying to protect her house.
Right, yeah. And she fired at them because she was blind, half blind, half deaf, 92 years old. It was in the middle of the night. She thought she was being intruded by a gang of marauders and wanted to defend herself.
There are 40,000 drug raids in this country every single year. The problem here wasn't, this wouldn't have occurred if there were far fewer drug raids and there'd be far fewer raids if they weren't all about drugs. You know, if you allowed people to own their own bodies and decide what substances they're going to use, today you can be an alcoholic and it's just fine, but it's not okay to be a meth addict.
So I just did a quick Google here on the Atlanta Police Board because I know that after the Katherine Johnston situation, they formed this board. And a quick Google results in a story out of late May of this year, outrage over a botched raid built on lies from informants followed by cover-ups by cops who killed a frightened, innocent 92-year-old Katherine Johnston in her home, then planted drugs in her house, led to the creation of the Atlanta Citizen Review Board. The board was given investigators, subpoena power, and mandate to provide a credible, independent, and safe and welcoming place to bring complaints and accusations of misconduct and abuse by public safety officials. And this makes sense because in a lot of police departments, you are subject to intimidation tactics if you come in and attempt to file a complaint with the department.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, after all,
there's video of this.
Right.
I mean, this is another good instance that you should be able to videotape government employees. There's video of reporters attempting to file complaints against police officers and seeing the kind of
being
difficulty.
Being threatened, being intimidated, and actually being attacked physically by those very police officers that are working for the offices that they're filing complaints
against. Right. They didn't even say what the complaint was about. They just wanted a complaint form.
More than 5 years after the creation of this review board, the oversight board's existence is threatened by resistance from the police force, an apparent lack of interest from city government, internal board politics, and a damaged public image. More coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. So what is the solution to this?
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free-market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy.
90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.